You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I'm living with chronic pain. What do I do? Let's get into it.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I am flying solo for this first segment. We are answering a question today that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your own questions. We would love to hear from you. This week's question came in and says, I'm living with chronic pain. What do I do? So we're going to have a lot of good information coming later in the show for you, but the first place we want to start, the most important thing we want to start off with is go to a doctor. Pain is the body's way of telling you that something is not right. Some of us may be raised with the idea of you just kind of grit your teeth through it, and pain is weakness leaving the body, and no pain, no gain, and all that. That's not really the way pain works. Pain indicates something wrong. If it's a pain that's not going away, it indicates we need to do something about that. And that should start with consulting a medical professional and doing what they tell you. Now, we on the show know that that is sometimes a little easier said than done. Insurance is complicated. Finding a doctor can be complicated. If you don't know where you'd start with that in your area, please, please reach out to us. TheBridgeLoud@gmail.com. You're going to hear that address given several more times throughout the show, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. There is a way for you to get to see a physician in your area. If you're having chronic pain, having a lot of discomfort, that is where you should start. Now, as you go about doing what that doctor tells you, working through things with a professional, different treatments, different diagnoses. Unfortunately, sometimes we do land at a spot where we just have to manage a situation. There are some things that medical science can just cure. They can just give you a pill or a type of treatment and it goes away. There are some things where that is not the case. There are some things where we have to live with parts with a condition, parts of a condition, and sometimes part of what we have to just live with is pain. That's definitely a tough thing, and we don't want to undercut that. Pain is obviously uncomfortable. It affects the way you live your whole life. So we wanted to get some really good information on living with chronic pain, as our person in the question wrote in. So we brought in a friend of ours and a listener to the show, Miss Shannon, who is living with this struggle in her own life. She has been for a while, and she's learned some stuff, picked up some things that she wanted to pass on to the rest of you. So the rest of the show is going to be Jed talking to Shannon, and we will come back right here with that on The Bridge Loud.
Loud. This is Jed Brewer, and we have with us a very special guest today, friend of the show, Shannon Watson. Shannon, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Jed. How about you?
I'm awesome. Thank you for asking. And in the spirit of thank you for asking, we're talking about two connected topics on The Bridge Loud this week. The first is the topic of living with chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a fun thing.
Nope.
But we're also going to touch on something really important for every human on planet Earth, and that is the idea of empathy, the idea of having a sense of what another person's experience of life is like. So, Shannon, where I'd like to begin is the question of, for you, you've been living with chronic pain for a number of years now.
About 4 years, yes.
What is it like for you living with chronic pain?
Unpredictable.
Tell me about that.
I can be in extreme pain to where I can't even move one day, And then the other day it calms back down and I can feel relatively normal to do everyday activities. And oftentimes it leaves me in tears and just wanting to go to sleep.
When you wake up in the morning, it's pretty hard to know what kind of day this is going to be.
Exactly.
And what would you want to say to folks who have not lived with chronic pain?
Honestly, just not take anything for granted. I know sometimes people will be like, they make plans and then they're actually able to follow through with plans. I often have to cancel plans. I often have to say, I'm sorry, I can't go. I often have to like literally call out last minute and say, I'm in too much pain to even drive. Don't take for granted the health that you have.
Everybody, I think, struggles with being suspicious when someone cancels plans on them.
You know,
me and Timmy were going to hang out, and then Timmy canceled on me. Maybe Timmy doesn't really want to hang out. You know, maybe he was looking for an excuse. But I think one of the things that you're suggesting is important that we look at is that oftentimes we are ascribing bad motives to people in a way that A, is not very generous on our part, but also may miss bigger picture realities in their lives.
That is very much true. I have been called unreliable. I've been called lazy. But you get it. Yes, there is a common misconception when it comes to canceling plans. Some people just think, oh, well, what's wrong with you that you don't want to hang out with me? Or, oh, you know, I thought that you were the reliable one, which I used to be. Now I'm called unreliable quite a bit.
Okay. And for folks that have not lived with chronic pain, how does that affect your career and your work?
Well, I work a lot with my hands.
Okay.
So having chronic pain in both my arms, it gets challenging.
Sure. Absolutely. And so I wonder if, in the spirit of you wake up and each day is unpredictable, it may be hard to know how hard is work going to hit me today? You know, what level of exhaustion am I going to have at the end of this day where it may be very hard to predict what I will and won't be up for when we get to the end of this day?
That is very true. Sometimes if I want to make plans or if I say I need to do XYZ after work, I have to see until the end of work if I can even do those things.
Okay.
Because there are times I can wake up in excruciating pain, go to work, and have it calm down to a certain point to where I can do daily activities. And other times I can wake up with my least amount of pain, which is still a little bit, but it's not that much. I can still function like a human being.
Okay.
And by the end of the day, I just want to scream and go to sleep.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only son.
shift gears now, and let's talk about someone who has just gotten a bit of bad news in their lives. Mm-hmm. So they are dealing with pain, and they've gone to their doctor, and they've consulted with their GP and maybe with some specialists, and the word has come back, this is just your life now. This is, for the time being, this is what you're living with. That's difficult news to hear. That's not something I think anybody wants to hear. What would you want to say to that person who is beginning that journey of living with chronic pain?
Well, chronic pain and even chronic illness. You know, there are some people that don't exactly have pain that experience chronic illness as well, to where they just may feel like they have the worst flu of life almost every day.
Sure, sure.
Times to where they're just completely exhausted. Times to where there may be pain and exhaustion at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And being that person hearing, this is your life now,
mm-hmm.
at least for me, when I heard that, honestly, there was a time I felt kind of defeated, but my faith was one thing to bring me around.
Okay.
So that's one thing that kind of takes my mind out of this dark place, is knowing that God is on my side and I serve a powerful God that is going to help me through this, and I'm going to come out stronger. I'm going to come out knowing a lot more about the situation than I did, and I know that I'm going to be a testimony to other people.
How do we deal with today? How do we deal with the day that we're in right now today?
Today is going to be hard.
Okay.
Today is probably going to feel like your world's crashing down.
Okay.
Today probably feels like you just can't hold on with that pain anymore. You just don't know what you're going to do throughout the next days, weeks, months, and years.
Yeah.
Right now, coping, number one, trust God.
Okay.
But also, in a physical aspect, do something that makes you comfortable.
Mm.
Don't try to push yourself. Don't feel like you're obligated to do anything. If you are running out of battery power, stop. Go home. I know for me, what I like to do when I'm in a lot of pain, I have a heated blanket.
Okay.
And heat works a lot for my pain. It only brings it down a level or two. But the difference between level 8 pain and level 6 pain is phenomenal.
Sure.
Any little thing that you know helps bring it down, go ahead and do it. Don't worry about plans. If you're able to take a sick day off of work, go ahead and do it. Don't feel like you have to push yourself.
It sounds like part of what you're saying is, for dealing with the day that you're in, is choosing to be kind to yourself.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. For someone who may have been living with either chronic pain or chronic illness for a long time, for a number of years, and they're still day after day, they're facing that fight, I think they could certainly be forgiven for getting to a place of discouragement.
Absolutely.
How do we deal with discouragement? How do we deal with that?
I believe that there is a time and place that we can be discouraged. I mean, after all, we are human. I think we're allowed those moments. Especially with the fact that we don't know what the future holds. And sometimes trusting God can be extremely hard.
Love.
Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
You referenced the idea of going through a difficult experience and coming out stronger on the other side of it. Tell me what developing strength, which I know you've done, tell me what developing strength has looked like in your life.
Well, number one, I've learned at least a couple of coping strategies that work with me on how I deal with chronic pain.
Okay.
And I am part of some chronic pain support groups on Facebook to where people post saying, I don't know how to cope.
Okay.
I know a lot of people have benefited from me commenting and you know, saying, I know that this works for me. You might be able to try such and such. Or, oh, I know another person going through your experience. This person does this, this, and that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have actually commented back a few days later saying, this has actually helped me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So just number one, being able to understand and give advice.
Okay.
But also number two, just being able to relate to someone else on this type of level. Because not a lot of people know what it is like to go through chronic pain and chronic illness. Not a lot of people know what it's like to go day in and day out with the same type of pain. And trust me, it gets mentally exhausting as well.
Sure.
So just being able to have the understanding with someone else. For me, understanding someone that has an understanding of what I've been through is like a game changer.
Wow.
Because other people may think that I'm complaining. Or they may think that, oh, you know, it, maybe it's not as bad as I'm making it out to be. I've had people say that I'm overreacting to the pain, and then I talk with people who have chronic pain and chronic illness. They've actually told me I'm underreacting.
Wow. Okay. Well, if I may, it sounds like what you're saying is that part of strength for you, and this is such a beautiful idea, has been saying, I'm going through this difficult experience in my own life, but I can turn that around into being a form of mercy in another person's life, a form of compassion in another person's life. Am I hearing that right?
Yes. And I often believe that sometimes just going through an experience and then being able to help others through that experience is a wonderful gift, not only for you who have gone through it, but for the person who is currently going through it. Because I know for a fact God does not make us to be alone. We should never have to feel alone in a particular situation because we always have Him, but we're not alone on this earth. God gives us people to be able to go to and talk to and be around. It's not good to isolate yourself, especially within these types of situations.
Here's our closing question.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone listening right now who does feel alone.
Mm-hmm.
They are dealing with chronic pain or chronic illness. They don't know anyone else who's dealing with this. They're being told, you're faking, you're overreacting, you're exaggerating, nobody believes you. Why don't you just cut it out? They're hearing all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're listening right now. You've got 30 seconds. What do you want to say directly to that person?
You are not alone. I know you're not faking this. And you know what? You will find ways to go through your life. This is not the end. This is not it for you. Find people, even if it's online, who will understand what you're going through. Because having someone that's going to understand you is going to make a world of difference, if not for your physical health, for your mental health.
That is beautiful. Shannon, thank you so much for joining us today on The Bridge Loud.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Encompassed by the dim. The restless world around me, and I'm trying not to.